Today on our broadcast, Dan and Todd discuss Form I-9 auditing procedures and how the electronic I-9 has revolutionized the onboarding process. This is Successful Hire.
Hello, Podcast Land.
Good morning, Dan. It's Tuesday.
Podcast Tuesday, Todd.
Let's do it. All right. What are we going to talk about today?
Well, first of all, the Successful Hire seminar is nearly upon us.
And only a couple weeks left.
Yeah. Road trip is coming.
The road trip. Successful Hire road trip.
So within 3 weeks here, Todd, on September 9th, 10th, and 11th,
Oklahoma.
We'll be hitting the road. So, which means on the 10th and the 11th and the 12th, we'll have seminars.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, it's going to be Oklahoma first, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, and Joplin, Missouri. So if you're out there and you're anywhere near these towns, you don't have a lot of time left to sign up.
No, it's time. They're starting to sign up. They're starting to fill up. So people need to get out there, click on the links, and register.
NATSB.com and click on the Successful Hire Seminar logo. Go to Eventbrite, find your town, sign up, go do it now.
Well said.
You know, the temptation is, Todd, I got 3 weeks. I mean, I know I want to go to the seminar. I've heard amazing things about the seminar. I know Todd, Troy, Dan, and the NATSB crew is awesome. I need 4 hours of HRCI credit. All of these things would compel me to go to the seminar, but I'm so busy. I'll sign up at some point.
And then some point never comes.
And then September 13th
comes.
And
you're
like,
oh my gosh, that was yesterday.
I'll have to wait a whole another year.
Yes.
So do it now.
Do it now. I agree. You know, and everyone that came last year, Dan, they're excited about it. They've asked us to come back to their cities and do it again. So it's well worth your time. We guarantee you're going to learn a lot. We've got some new information that we're covering this year. We've got a couple new things we're going to pull out, and I think our audience is going to be surprised with some of the new products that we have.
We never stand still.
We never stand still.
In our industry, it really is a situation where you're riding a bicycle up a hill. Because if you ever stop learning or stop innovating or stop making yourself aware of all the compliance changes, you will slide back down the hill and your clients will suffer. So we're always pedaling furiously.
We are. And then the information for the road trip is going to change even between now and when we do the seminar, because the EEOC is still making changes. There's different lawsuits. The guidance is being retracted in some areas and
advanced in others.
So it's going to be interesting, but we'll keep on top of it. We'll have fresh data when we come to the seminar. You'll be right up to date.
Right. So Successful Hire Seminar, it's coming fast. Get her done.
Very good. What are we going to talk about on the podcast today?
You know, we've devoted a lot of time in previous podcasts to products and services that the National Screening Bureau provides. One thing we have not talked about yet is our fabulous
electronic I-9. It is a new service about 2 years ago that we came out with, and it is, I really feel like it is the top in the market.
And so I hear electronic I-9, I'm an uninitiated person who probably needs electronic I-9s, and I think, so it's something on my computer I fill out. So it makes it look neater than if I had handwritten it. But it's much more than that.
Much more than that. If that was all it was, a fillable PDF could do that. I would not recommend
PDF. Right, and you wouldn't feel comfortable just charging somebody to take a handwritten form and change it to a fillable PDF form. That'd be ridiculous.
Right, true.
So what is an electronic I-9 form?
Well, let me back up just a little bit and tell you why we came up with the electronic I-9 process. I-9s in the past were just a form that people filled out and put in their file. I started auditing those forms. They would come out to the employers and look at the forms, and there are fines that are anywhere between $110 to $1,100 per fine. So we've seen fines go $600,000 to $1 million. So we saw that there's a need in the market for something to help with compliance so that our clients don't get stuck with these huge fines. And just to give you an example, back in 2008, there were 605 cases initiated. In 2009, there were 1,897, so almost three times as many fines going on. We came up with this new great product, and what it does is, as you're filling it out, it's not just the fills that you fill out, it's dynamic. If you say that they're a citizen of the United States, then on your column A, B, or C, it'll tell you exactly what IDs you can take from the applicant. We did it at our office. I used to fill out the I-9s when we were small. There were errors made. We do a lot of audits with our I-9 process also, Dan, And we're finding over 67% of the I-9 forms have errors.
And these aren't just errors. These are errors that are actionable. These are errors that would result in a fine.
Correct. Once again, anywhere between $110 to $1,100 per fine. That's why we developed this product. It's definitely worth taking a look at. We have a video on our website that you can go to and just see the process. It's exactly like filling out the paper I-9. It's just done electronically, and you cannot make a mistake. If you forget to put a check mark in a box, the system will tell you. If you forget to put in the hire date, the system tells you.
If you try to use the wrong identification document, but the electronic I-9 process catches that.
It does catch that. And what if the document's, if it's expired? Once again, the system will not let you use an expired document. It'll catch that.
Okay, so we're not talking about an electronic form in the sense that it's, again, a fillable PDF where it takes writing and turns it into typing. We're talking about a system that's live, that reacts to the choices you make, it populates the form with what you can and can't do, and then verifies all your actions, all your selections.
I call it dynamic.
It is. It's a dynamic form. And I've seen it done, and I, by in my known means, an expert on the Form I-9 process. But after doing that form several times as a demonstration for clients, it's pretty amazing how much you learn about the process, and you learn it properly, because the form is always updated to change to the regs. Whenever the regs change, almost immediately, overnight, the form changes.
Correct. Yes. And that's another one of the big errors that we find is people are using an expired form on their new employees. So once again, that's a finable offense.
So I work with ICE agents, and I know that this is a priority. They are out auditing employers, and particularly large, medium-sized employers, looking for errors in the forms, because those errors also indicate problems with the business related to immigration. So I know this is a big priority. It's been in the news. Recently, there was a McDonald's franchisee here in town in Wichita, Kansas, that was fined buku dollars.
Correct.
So if you're out there and you're thinking, what happened to me? Don't be that guy or gal.
Yeah, because there's another case that's not as well known, and it's a smaller company. And their fine was only $63,000, Dan. And they actually had, there was no illegals. They were doing everything right. They were just over-documenting. They were putting in something in column A, B, and C. Or they were requiring what documents they needed to bring in for columns B and C.
Wow.
So that turns into, once again, disparate impact because they are...
They're treating a class of people differently.
Right. So they're profiling,
basically. And I only do this for illustrative purposes, Todd. How much would it cost me to run one electronic I-9 form on a new hire?
Around $5.50.
So if I get fined $63,000, I could have done a lot of
that
electronic I-9 form I-9s.
That is true.
Well, it's all about being cost-effective, efficient, and compliant.
And it's also a time saver. Also, there's one other big piece on I-9s that sometimes gets overlooked. There's the management of the I-9s. You don't want to keep an I-9 forever.
You can't keep it forever, really.
Well, you can. It's not illegal to keep them. But if you keep them and you get audited, and you have someone that's been gone for 6 years and you get fined $1,100 because you have that document, you'll kind of feel kind of silly. A lot of companies spend a lot of time and energy auditing their I-9s, going through and making sure that if someone's terminated, that they purge those I-9s. The great part is our system does it all automatically. You put in the date of term and it will automatically calculate the right date to kick that I-9 out. So, and then the storage of it, it's all done electronically, one place. If ICE comes in and you have an audit, you just give them access to the computer, and they have all their forms right there.
All right, so you've sold me, Todd. I know I need to get electronic. The problem is I've got 300 employees that have the old paper forms. Is there a solution for me? Because I want them all to be compliant and automatically purged and all that as well.
We've had several clients ask us that, Dan, so we developed a feature where you have two options. One, you can take all your old I-9s and upload them into our system so that they're all stored at one place. Once again, the purge feature would be active. Or if you would like to have the I-9s audited before they're uploaded, we now have an audit service that we can do also. We will look at your I-9s, verify that they're correct, let you know any changes that need to be made. That way you can move forward and sleep like a baby at night.
I do like to sleep, Todd, like a baby. Well, it sounds like you got pretty much all the angles covered here at the NATSB for Form I-9 compliance.
If anyone would like a demo, give us a call. We can show you a video on the website, or we'd be happy to do a go-to meeting.
Excellent.
There it is.
And with everything, Go to natsb.com. There's more information about Form I-9. Todd, we are out of time.
It's just like signing up for the Successful Hire Seminar. We should have, you know, it just goes so fast.
It does. Do the next thing you know, it's gone.
It's gone. Thanks, Dan.
I'm Dan Oblinger.
I'm Todd Sutcliffe.
And this is Successful Hire.
Thank you for listening to the Successful Hire Podcast. For more information, please visit our website at www.natsb.com or send us an email at info@natsb.com.